is?
Coming from the southeast.
Okay. And a wind halfway between the south and the west, you'd call a...
Southwest wind.
Okay. And halfway between the east and the north would be a...
Northeast.
Okay. And halfway between the west and the north would be a...
Northwestern.
Okay. If it's raining, but not raining very hard, say just a few fine drops are coming down, you'd say it's...
Sprinkling.
Okay. Is there anything lighter than sprinkling?
Mist.
Okay. Is there, what's the next step heavier than sprinkling?
Shower.
Okay, and then the next step heavier would be?
A real hard rain.
Okay. And if you looked out and it's real misty, but you could hardly see across the street, you'd say, gosh, it's awful.
Dark?
Well, it's with mist, though. It's the middle of the day. But it's mist, or another word for mist would be?
Foggy.
Okay. And if it's real foggy, you'd say there's a lot of out.
Fog.
Okay. If you don't get any rain for weeks and weeks, you'd say we're having a?
Drought.
Okay. How long is the drought?
Well, it can go on and on.
How long does it have to be before you call it drought? Put that
That way. I'd say 3 or 4 months down here, if it went that long, we'd call it a drought.
Okay, before, if it wasn't quite that long, what would you call it?
Dry spell, I guess.
Okay. If the wind has been real gentle and it's gradually getting stronger and stronger, you'd say the wind is...
Picking up.
Okay. And if it's just the opposite and the wind has been strong, but it's getting weaker
it's
and weaker...
It's dying down.
Okay. And... In the morning and the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it's cold, but not disagreeably cold, you know, it feels kind of good, you'd say, this morning it's kind of...
Crispy.
Okay. If it was cold enough last night to kill the tomatoes and flowers, ha-ha, you'd say, last night we had a...
Freeze.
Okay. And you might say, last night it was so cold, the lake...
Froze.
Okay. And if it gets much colder, the pond might
freeze.
Okay. And it had before I got out there.
And it had frozen before I got out.
Okay. Speaking of rooms and how and their height, you'd say this room is about what?
About eight feet high.
Okay. If you had troubles and you were telling me about them, you might say, well, my troubles too. Okay.
Sometimes you'd say, I'd hate to tell my troubles.
What?
Hate to tell my troubles to you or something like
okay.
that. I didn't know what you meant, though.
I might say, did you that noise?
Did you make that noise?
Okay, or did you?
Hear that noise?
Okay. You might say, yeah,
I heard it.
Okay. And but it didn't scare me because I have.
Heard it before.
Okay. If I ask if you know a person, you might say, no, I don't know him, but I've.
Heard of him.
Okay. And if a friend came to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I.
No, I didn't know he's in town. I didn't know what you mean.
They say, have you seen him? And you say,
no, I haven't seen him.
Okay. And somebody might say, has your brother seen him? And again, you might answer, no,
he hasn't seen him.
Okay. And you might say, you don't smoke cigars, but he
smokes cigars.
Okay, or no, a shorter way of saying it would be
he smokes.
Okay, or he, you don't play golf, but he
plays golf.
Yeah. Shorter word.